mic so that they can record them. We have Kuniyasu Suzaki here to present on OS Circulation Environment Trusted HTTP Queues for NOPIX. So he's with a group that maintains the Japanese version of NOPIX, and they've customized it for use with user mode Linux, co-Linux, QEMU, and Xen. They're interested in virtualization capabilities there. And then they've started work here with this, with their interest in boot OSs for the internet, and developed SSS NOPIX, HTTP NOPIX, and this customized NOPIX for trusted boot with trusted grub. Right.
Okay, I will make a presentation of titled OS Circulation Environment Trusted HTTP Queues Demotics. So, I still present HTTP Queues Demotics at Ottawa Linux Symposium last July, but original HTTP Queues Demotics limits the guest OS and has no security. So, in this talk, I'll talk about more generalized trusted HTTP Queues Genetics, which care about security. This is the content. At first, I will introduce our OS Circular. The OS Circular is consists of virtual bootloader and globalized virtual disk. Virtual bootloader is a genetic, and global virtual disk is a trusted HTTP shield. I will explain the details. After that, I will report current status and conclude. So, what is OS Circular? The purpose of OS Circular is to make a migration system for anonymous users. So, it aims to boot OS from anonymous PC without installation. So, as the latest work, Free Live OS Zoo has same concept. So, Free Live OS Zoo uses QEM. The QEM runs many OSs on the server. For example, Linux, Mint, Slimline, Solaris, etc. So, the graphical interface is transferred by VNC on the client PC. This system is very useful and convenient, but this system is server-centric system, so there is a bottleneck of server, and it's very bad the response because the server is used in only Italy, and GuestOS has no network service for security and limited resource. So we solve this problem. So our OS Circular is a client-centric system and utilize virtualization technology. So the OS Circular is consists of virtual bootloader and globalized virtual disk. The client PC boot with the virtual bootloader and get OS images via globalized virtual disk. This is because current PC has powerful CPU and much memory and wide network. So we want to utilize these PC power, and it prevents the server bottleneck, and the network is managed by the user. And OS image maintained on the server side, and the image provided by a user. So this is not our original idea. Some research is in this. For example, start all collecting and internet pattern and resume. But what is different? So our OS Calculator utilize existing and inexpensive and popular infrastructure. So I want to talk the details. So as a battery bootloader, we use Xenopix. It consists of battery machine software and host OS, which runs the battery machine software. So battery machine software offers an abstraction layer, which offers a common PC environment on any PC. It is very useful for migration. Especially, full virtualization enables us to use normal installer and security management software. So, for this purpose, SolPath, IBM SolPath and Bartos Collective, it is a Stanford research, and internet pattern regime, they use VMware. On the other hand, our OS Calculator use Xenopix. On this host OS supports real device driver. So as the host OS, Xenopix is used because Xenopix is advanced to detect the device and set up drivers. So we maintain the Xenopix. Xenopix is a combination of Xen and Xenopix. So Xenopix starts from 2005 September. As the first version, use parabatterization and RAM line and NetBSD. So, but current Xenopix use para and full batterization. So full batterization of HVM prepares a common PC environment on any PC. So to use HVM, batterization instruction is required. For example, Intel VT and MTV. On the Xenopix, Xenopix works as a domain zero of Xen. So for globalized battery disk, from here I explain the future of required feature for globalized battery disk. Battery disk is a block level abstraction. It is very popular for battery machines. But for globalization, there are some requirements. In this talk, I want to explain three requirements: versioning, globalization, and security. Versioning means partial update. Globalization means worldwide deployment and network and local storage transparent for mobile computing. For security, guest OS itself should maintain by itself, but virtual disk has to keep the validness of the content. So, for versioning, there are two types. One type is non-persistent versioning, and the other is persistent versioning. Non-persistent versioning is used for undo operation during live OS. This feature is included on some battery machine software. For example, VMware has this function. For persistent versioning, it is used to load back of OS image. this battery depend on battery depth. So we have to include this feature to our battery depth. So Fluxed HTTP should see loop has same battery of density of grand line. The density of grand line is a storage archiver for grand line. A SHA-1 hash of the data acts as the address of the data. Data blocks are write once and never removed. They make it easier for permanent backup storage. Unfortunately, density requires a special protocol for file system. So we change HTTP fuse save the data blocks to file. This feature makes to utilize to utilize HTTP to distribute this file. For globalization, virtual disks are designed to be shared by internet. So, on this situation, we must consider network latency and extensibility of servers. So, NBD, iSCSI, and ASIC, these network block devices look fine, but they require special software on server and special ports on server. This feature prevents scalability. So, our trusted HTTP fuse use HTTP. The port is don't require special demo and special port on server. The requirement is to distribute files only. And for worldwide deployment, we want to utilize existing infrastructure. For example, web hosting service, IRA server, and proxy of HTTP. And we also consider this connection of network for mobile computing. For example, stateless Linux of GitHub Enterprise Linux 5 takes snapshot on local storage at cache. It works for mobile computing. On the other hand, our Trusted HTTP fuse table saves the block file on local storage. It works the same function. And while application doesn't access extra data, it works fine. For security. Basically, security management is independent of virtual disk. But the commitment of virtual disk is to keep and contain content. So, trusted HTTP shield checks the validity of content when it maps to a virtual disk. Okay. From here, I will talk about the detail of trusted HTTP fuse series. Trusted HTTP fuse series is made from normal block device. So the normal block device is limited by 256 kilobytes and compressed by gigabits. The data saved to a block file. The block files are managed by a index file, which works a header of sealed file. The block file name is a SHA-1 value of its content. So, if the there's same data content, they help together same main file and reduce total file space. So if there is a zero clear disk, they are mapped to only one block file. The block file reconstructed to cube file by cube wrapper. And each block file is measured when measured with SHA-1 file name, then it mapped to a field. So, when on the original file, there is a update or create a file. At that time, the relevant block file is newly created with new SHA-1 file name. And also, the index file is created. But at that time, most all block files are reusable. To distribute this data, HTTP is used. And, okay. So this video shows how to make block files. So normal block device includes root file system or guest OS. And each 256 block data is split and compressed by digits saved to block file. This figure shows how to deconstruct seed file from the block file. So index file works as a location data, and the index file has to obtained in secure way. So each block data is downloaded when relevant block data is accessed. Okay. This figure shows the structure of program structure of HTTP feeder. There is two major control flow. One control flow is setup loopback file, and the other is reconstruct feeder file from the block file. Block file is downloaded when relevant feeder file is read, and at that time give crypto measure the block content with the SHA-1 file name. So this figure shows how to update. So usually, current PC has a three virtualized ZEN, and sometimes a secure update occurs. So at that time, a block file is newly created. So and new index file is also created. The second client PC includes the virtualized ZEN. The index file is downloaded by secure way. After that, new block file is used. It means the guest OS is security updated OS. So, but HTTP feeder has also weak points. Especially, it is vulnerable for network latency because this is on-demand and small data request. makes narrow bandwidth or long latency. So to solve this problem, we prepare some solutions. There are two types. One type is shorten latency, and the other is widen bandwidth. For shorten latency, we have to prepare some standard download size. So to find nearest download size, there are two ways. One way is client side solution. We use NetTest to find nearest download size. NetTest measures the latency of candidate server and finds the nearest one. Straight away solution, but it takes much time to find nearest server. NetTest does not measure the bandwidth. On the other hand, there is a server-side solution, DNS balance. DNS balance is a name resolver, which suggests near candidate server with routing information offered by RADD. This linear shows how works the DNS balance. So, okay. For example, some clients ask the DNS balance in this case we use netselect.inetbull.net to solve the source name. At the time, the DNS balance asks the RADD, which is the nearest server among the candidates. So after that, in this case, this client is this download server is returned, and this client download drop data from the download site. So, to make wider bandwidth, so we use we make a DL ahead. DL ahead means a download ahead. So download ahead take a profile of download block file at boot time. And at boot time, the block files are downloaded in advance with extra download connection. Current default connection is old. It is very effective and easy to implement, but it does not cover all clients because some clients have special debug driver. At the time, the rahead does not work well. On the other hand, we use the software late using DN and MD. Especially, we use mirroring, late one, mirroring virtual block device. It makes port tolerance and broad bandwidth with multiple access. So, of this course, I will make on Friday for embedded computing or embedded Linux. So from here, I'll report current status of OS Circular. So current OS Circular use genotics this version. I bring some theory. This version includes Zen 3.03 and genotics 5.01. With to use OS Circular, we offer two Debian packages. One package is for traffic issues, the other package is to set up script or OS circular. To install them, we can use OS circular. On the OS circular, we prepare two OSs, Debian GNU Linux and FreeBSD. Debian GNU Linux is secure update with apt-get command with automatically. So user can use updated OSs at any time. So, and at the current download site, we use a commercial hosting service because it's very reasonable. For example, in US, 5 gigabyte hosting service is just $10. So we can prepare many download sites in US and a few sites in Europe and many sites in Japan. So these sites prevent intercontinent connection. So we also prepare download site in Australia. Okay. So here I want to talk about some new topics. So currently, some researchers present live OS updates using virtual machines. For example, Intel VT and Docker. Docker is use Xen and Linux to live update. Unfortunately, these techniques does not include current OS circular. So we have planned to integrate IDS and IPS on OS circular now. And to make a wide bandwidth, we want to use Blocksub of Xen. Blocksub offers a software device interface on Xen. So we want to make a offload engine of trusted HTTP views on Xen, on Blocksub. So, conclusion. So, we made a OS circular. It is a client-centric OS migration system. It consists of virtual bootloader, Xenotix, and global virtual disk plus HTTP series. The current client guest OS, Debian GNU Linux and FreeBSD. So we want to offer much OS, but we have not so much manpower. Debian is automatically updated. So, and we hope our OS circular is easy to apply OS environment. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions? Okay, hang on. Got two over here.
Given you're already doing block compression and you're already doing hashing of the blocks, have you considered also doing some form of encryption, seeing as how you're actually storing data on the local machine in order to prevent someone coming along afterwards and going trawling for whatever information you may have written?
Current version has no encryption because it's just only compressed by GZ. Mm-hmm. You can uncompress easily.
Yeah.
So, encryption.
Given that, the intention of this is you can put the CD into any machine anywhere, mm-hmm. And run your computing environment, you probably don't want to leave traces behind that someone else can come along and read, or is this not designed to be that secure?
You and me is unsecure, but So index file is we need index file to deconstruct file system. So if you can integrate it in the another content. Index file has a hash list, so after map the block file is measured, and we can detect that this block file is not fine.
I'm talking about confidentiality. So your system prevents somebody from modifying a block and going and maliciously doing that. Whereas what I'm talking about is after you've taken your CD out of the system and gone somewhere else, preventing somebody from coming along to that machine, reading all the cached block files and going, that's what they did. Whereas if you use some form of encryption on those block files, given you're already paying the cost to compress and hash them, it's not, if you use, say, AES, which is a fairly fast cipher, you also gain privacy as well as integrity checks.
Yes, that's right. So for your purpose, you have to make
those blocks encrypted.
It's possible to use our cipher.
Do you have any plans to support any client operating systems other than NUT?
Yes, we want to use OpenFlight or some other OS. But to provide for anonymous users, we have to consider the license. So open source is currently it is difficult because we have to so it's not a technical problem, it's a license problem. So
for example, would you support CentOS?
CentOS is possible to offer our OS package. Yeah. Oh yes,
possible. Currently?
Currently possible.
What's the current performance like? You talk about latency and bandwidth, just how bad is it? And also, have you got a version on your laptop that you can demo?
So we want to show you a demo, but we forget to prepare the machine. So the performance, so on the LAN environment, the performance is about about 2 megabits in megabytes per second to 40. For internet, when we tried 100 millisecond delay, at that time, I forget the detailed data, but very narrow, so a few megabytes CPS. For that time, we have to use DL ahead.
I'm a bit confused here. Is your global disk read write or read only?
Currently, read only. But we can make a writable, but it's not updatable, not updated to HTTP server currently.
Just that sort of. Your original aim, from what I understood from your slides, was to provide something where someone with a little CD could go to anywhere and get their working environment back. And if it's not writable, then where's their working environment help?
If you want to make your original, you have to prepare your HTTP server to distribute your blog file.
I told you that.
Okay.
One of the other problems that's been that you touched on was latency. Have you thought of using a protocol other than HTTP to improve latency, like using UDP?
Oh,
you're kidding, right?
The improved protocol. But I think we use HTTP because we can use inexpensive web hosting.
Right, okay.
So part of the decision process wasn't just the latency, but also latency over available protocols where you could host cheaply. Basically, to follow on to his question, he asked, because latency is a problem for you, he asked if you had considered other protocols, but I guess part of the limitation to what you're doing is that it has to be available cheaply.
Yeah. But to solve the latency, so we offer some solution. For example, DLHS or we use a software range. Because we want to use HTTP.
Another question? Okay, I guess we're close to the end time, so we'll go ahead and conclude. And
If you are interested, we could get some feeling, please take one.
We have some free giveaway here. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.